You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. A Kelly parcel sale could be on the horizon. Governor Mark Gordon signed off on a budget bill last week, which outlines the terms of the sale of the 1 mile square stretch to Grand Teton National Park. This comes after Jackson residents came out in mass last year to push for this resolution. Now the park and its partners will have 2 years to find the cash. The sale terms dictate that Wyoming will not sell the Kelly parcel for less than $100 million. But it came with some caveats. The biggest was an amendment that stipulates Gordon must first ensure the BLM hasn't selected the more conservation-focused option for its Rock Springs land management plan, another controversial land use issue in the state. And it potentially allows for land swaps in other parts of Wyoming, which some lawmakers argue could benefit the energy industry and create recreation and conservation easements. Wyoming could see fewer hunting tags for pronghorn and mule deer next fall. This comes after those populations were particularly hard hit the last few seasons. KHOL's Dante Philpola-Ankeny reports on a recent open house with local hunters in Jackson.
Teton County in northwest Wyoming draw hunters from around the state and country. According to Mark Goki, who works at the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and helped gather hunter feedback at the recent event.
I mean, this is about, in my opinion, as good as it gets for big game hunting in, you know, this country, quite honestly. We're pretty fortunate right here, and hunting is a big deal to most people in this community.
Game and Fish drafts hunting regulations and season dates for a number of species annually to present to a governor-appointed commission for approval. And Goki says this year, regulations for pronghorn and mule deer could continue to see the biggest changes. Brian Taylor is a third-generation Jacksonite outfitter and local landowner. He says guides like himself may see some business shortfalls with a reduction in hunting tags and a one-week shortening of the season for some big game species like mule deer. But he says the regulations are necessary.
You know, it's not all about hunting to me. I enjoy being out there, else I'm entering my 41st year as a backcountry guide outfitter. And if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't still be doing it. You know, a successful hunt doesn't necessarily mean you fail your tag. It's the people you meet and the experience you have.
Final guidelines are expected to be approved by the Game and Fish Commission in mid-April. Current proposals are available to view online on the state agency's website. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Philpola-Ankeny.
Governor Mark Gordon vetoed sending $2 million to replace a failing water tank in Wheatland, a town in the southeast part of the state. The funds would have come through the American Rescue Plan Act. Meanwhile, residents who live near the tank worry for their safety. KHOL's David Dudley reports.
Wheatland Representative Jeremy Haroldson was working with his son in their shop last Saturday when he learned that the governor nixed funds to replace Wheatland's failing water tank. Haroldson had fought for those funds during the final days of this year's legislative budget session. He says that the governor's line item veto to the budget amounted to a personal attack.
I mean, in layman terms, he pulled it out because I didn't vote for his budget. And so it definitely was a situation where he's playing politics with people's lives, and I ardently disagree with that.
There are roughly 1,000 people living within the vicinity of the tank. Haroldson says he'll continue to fight for the funds. His next step will be to apply through the State Lands and Investment Board. Gordon declined to comment, but in a letter explaining the veto, he said that amendments shouldn't be added to the budget in order to save legislation that had failed earlier in the session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
This is KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.